Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Mark. First chapter there. We're going to begin in the first verse. Certainly overjoyed to be here to feel what we felt already.
Thank you, Micah.
I can't imagine what heaven's going to be like. But if this down here is any glimpse, it's going to be pretty awesome. So that's all I know to say. That's the only way I can really understand how to describe God is that He's just awesome. I don't understand Him. You know, I understand how He makes me feel, but there's times that He comes by and He just overwhelms me and I just don't understand it. But, you know, someday I will. I don't understand it down here, but He's just given me a little bit of it down here. So when I get the whole piece of it, I'll understand it completely, and I thank Him for that. Let's turn to Mark here, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. And the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem were all baptized of the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair, and he was girdled in skins about his loin, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, Cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized ye with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in the days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. Yes. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And you can be seated. We thank you for reading. We all know that I'm not the best reader and hope that wasn't too hard for you to sit through or stand through. But I began to think about this book here. And I like Mark a lot, but I began to think about this first chapter here, and it's laying out the groundwork of the work that was about to happen in Jesus' life. And we all know John's background. We all know that he was related to Jesus, and that he was the one that leapt inside of his mother's womb when they came in contact. But to my knowledge, they've never, up to this point, they had never seen each other again, maybe not even naturally. They had never seen each other. I don't see that in the Bible anywhere. So he had no idea who Jesus was. He had no idea what he looked like. But another spot in one of the other Gospels, I think it might have been John, that he even said that he saw him coming off. I think it said it was the next day that Jesus came down and he saw him coming. And he said, Now behold you, the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad to know today that we can behold the Lamb of God, brother Victor? There's nothing that, when we get saved, there's nothing that can keep us from beholding the Lamb of God. And I don't know where God's going to take this, but I know He's going to take it somewhere and touch hearts. But I just want you to buckle up and we'll go because I don't know where God's going to go with it. I had an idea, Brother Victor, where He might have gone, and then He threw it out the window. And so we're just going to buckle up and we're going to go ahead and just follow God today. But I began to think about John the Baptist here. We all know his story. We all know what happened to him. That he was beheaded and all these things for doing what God called him to do. But I begin to think about how the Bible says there that when he got in the very first part of this chapter, talks about how he was clothed in camel. He was clothed in camel fur, and that he was eating on honey and locusts and things. And no doubt the people that were around him, Brother Victor, they probably thought he looked kind of odd. They probably thought he looked kind of funny. They probably, in some way, shape, or form, may have even been scared of the way he looked. But I begin to think, Brother Victor, about the world today, how they see us today. They're not going to see you and I any different. They've called me all kinds of different things in this world. I've been called a holy roller. I've been called a Bible thumper. I've been called crazy. I've been called stupid. I've been called unlearned. I've been called cuss words.
Oh, but nothing better is when God speaks to my heart and he calls me a child. Aren't you glad today that it don't matter what this world has to say? Oh, they may think that our way is old-fashioned. Oh, they may think it's out of style. Oh, but thanks be to God, it's not out of order. Aren't you glad today that there's nothing that we can't find when we behold the Lamb today? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you need. Oh, but all you've got to do is look up and behold the Lamb. I don't know what you're in need of. I don't know where, what background you come from. You may have been saved for a long time. You may have been saved for a little time. You may not even be saved at all. But we all need to behold the Lamb. Aren't you glad that John the Baptist, Brother Chris, had never laid eyes on Jesus? Oh, but there was something different about him when he came walking down to Jordan. Aren't you glad that there was a day in your life when Jesus came walking in your midst and something became different? I've never laid eyes on him before in my life. I never will naturally, probably, until he calls me, until he pulls the sky open, or he calls me home, Brother Victor. Naturally speaking, I will never lay eyes on him. Oh, but thanks be to God, every once in a while, my spirit links up with him, and I get to spend some time with my God. Aren't you glad today I don't have to see him to know he's in my heart? Thanks be to God above. I don't know if you have doubts in your life. I don't know if you're having struggles in your life. Oh, but let me tell you something today. Oh, that if you have any doubt, bring it to God and he'll clear it up. Oh, there's nothing worth going to hell over when you can behold the Lamb today. I don't know. I need this tonight. I need to behold the Lamb. I need to get closer. I need to come closer to God. I want to. The Bible says that he, Brother Victor, came out of the wilderness and he didn't change the way he looked. He just began to preach. Aren't you glad today that it don't matter what this body looks like on the outside, Brother Victor? What God's got on the inside is what matters. Amen. Thanks be to God, my inner man is sealed unto the day. I don't know, Brother James, if he'll call me home, or I don't know if I'll see him roll the sky back like a scroll. I don't know. Oh, but all I know is when I see him, I'll know him. I've never laid on him in my life. Oh, but I'll know him by the way I feel. Aren't you glad today? Oh, it wasn't. I wonder Thomas when they were gathered together and that said that he wouldn't believe, Brother Lloyd, until he saw the scars. And then there came Jesus in the midst. Now, hey, Thomas gets a lot of rap for that. Oh, but I believe you and I would probably do the same. Oh, but I want to look at it like this today. He told Thomas there that you believe because you've seen. Oh, but blessed are they that believe and haven't seen. Aren't you glad today you've got somebody in your heart that you ain't got to see to believe? Hey, Brother Victor, don't you know that? That's a common phrase in our English language. Well, I have to see it to believe it. Oh, it's going to be a sad day when the world comes to an end and they have to say, well, I saw it, but I didn't have a chance to believe it. Oh, my goodness. I want the world to know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. I ought not, and you ought not, and we ought not worry about what the world thinks about you and I. We just gotta tell him that he's coming. That's what he did. He didn't say anything else. He didn't say, well, I think he looks like this, or he may be this way. He didn't claim that, Brother Victor. All he knew was that he was preferred before him because he was before him, and that he wasn't worthy to latch his shoes. Amen. Oh, and that when he did come, they weren't just going to get a water baptism. They were going to get the Holy Ghost. Oh, aren't you glad today that you and I have been baptized by the fire of God? Oh, hey, when I got saved and I went through the other motion of things and I got baptized, when I went under the water, I was already saved. And when I came out of the water, I was still saved. Now it holds a special place in my heart. Oh, but thanks be to God, I got the real baptism. And when he came into my heart today, I don't know where you stand with God. Oh, but if you're ever going to move up, or you're ever going to get saved, or you're ever going to get right, you're going to have to behold the Lamb. I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know what you need. Oh, but I hope and pray that through me, and don't look at me ever. Please don't. I just want God to be heard. Oh, but I hope and pray that God can tell you what you need and that you accept it today. Oh, you got it. Hey, Brother Victor preached a precious message today. Oh, couldn't have gotten any simpler. Oh, but that was later, or that was earlier. This is now. That's why I'm here to tell you again that getting saved is only as simple, Brother Victor, as believing in him. Oh, but he even said that this morning, that it's not just a belief. It's that you put your whole self into it. You believe with everything you got. You give him it all. You give him everything. And when you do that, you'll behold the Lamb. Oh, precious was the day. February 26, 2006. Around about 8:30 in the evening on a Sunday night after Tony Jeffers, I had been the mouthpiece that God had used. I was fighting and fighting and fighting. Oh, but finally, God made his way to my heart and he showed me that I wouldn't be nothing without him. And I still fought. Oh, but blessed is the day. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how I got to the altar. I only know that my dad was there because I grabbed him by the arm. Oh, and I was. Oh, but I got up there somehow, and I began to pray. Oh, but it was empty words, Brother Lloyd, until I cried out to him, God, I can't do this on my own. I can't handle it anymore. I can't do it. You've got to save me. Oh, and thanks be to God. When I gave him everything, he gave me everything. Aren't you glad? And my wife, I'm not going to tell her testimony. Oh, but it's a precious one to me. Oh, she talks about how the preacher, I don't remember who it was, but the preacher God had used was talking about haste. Oh, and thanks be to God, God can talk to you in any way he needs to, because he knows your heart. He knows the very inner parts of your being. So don't think that he doesn't know what you need before you ask it. But he wants to hear from you and me. He wants to hear from us. After you get saved, it's not, God just doesn't, well, you're good now. Go ahead and try it on your own. Let's see if you can do it. It ain't that way. Hey, I went to bed with him that night. I woke up with him the next morning. Oh, and he went with me all day. Woo! because I beheld the Lamb. I don't know how much farther we're going to get to go. My old body's wearing out. Oh, but I just want you to know that God loved you enough to come here tonight. And whether you were here this morning or not, I don't know. Oh, but you're here today or tonight for a purpose, and you need God in your heart. So accept Him in your heart, and you'll behold the Lamb. Hey, you won't. Hey, you know how, you notice how the Bible says, behold the Lamb.
Right.
Doesn't say beheld or nope. I beheld or some other form of past tense. That behold is a present tense thing. So no matter what you're going through in life, all you gotta do is look up and you'll behold the Lamb. Oh, hey. Brother Mike, oh, you got situations in your life? Behold the Lamb. I got situations in my life? Behold the Lamb. You got to get saved? Behold the Lamb. Oh, all we got to do is look up and we'll find Him close by. Doesn't the Bible say that if we drew nigh unto Him, that He would draw nigh unto us? Hey, but I'll say it like this. I'll go this far to say, God's already done 99%. So you ain't got to reach very far. Hey, do you remember Peter when he was drowning in the water? Oh, and he began off on a good foot. Oh, but he let the worry of the waves get to him. He began to look and take his eyes off of God. Hey, you know that's us today. No matter what we go through in life, there are some storms that are going to freak us out. Oh, and we may accidentally take our eyes off of God. Oh, but when we begin to sink, just like Peter did, the Bible says, it didn't say that it took him a minute. It didn't say it took him a second. It said he was right there to get Peter up out of the water. Thanks be to God, when the waves are over my head, they're under His feet. Oh, can you imagine the picture that Peter saw? Oh, Brother Victor, I can just imagine Jesus with His hand like that. Waves boisterous everywhere. Oh, no matter. Oh, getting everything else wet. I tip in the boat. And yeah, Jesus is calm as a baby. Just take my hand. Aren't you glad today that He still has the same demeanor? And it doesn't matter, Brother Jerry, what you're going through in life. You just gotta look up and behold the Lamb. And He'll give you help. Aren't you glad of that today? I don't know what you need. You may just be, well, you're not here by happenstance. That doesn't happen. Oh, but you may have just maybe on a whim thought to yourself, let's go here. Or maybe you're here by obligation of a family member. Oh, but God is infinite in all of His knowledge. And He knew that you would need to be here tonight. Thanks be to God for an all-knowing and all-loving God that makes things go in motion for our benefit today. Doesn't the Bible say that He does all things work together for the good of those that love God? Or maybe I messed a couple of those words up. I don't know. But I began to think about how if we just trust God, if we believe God like I know we should and we do, oh, that no matter what happens in life, if we would just reach out and look up, hey, doesn't the spot in the, I believe it's in Psalms, maybe, I talk about how the psalmist said, I lift my eyes up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Aren't you glad today that no matter when you're looking up, no matter where you're looking up, whether you're at rock bottom, or maybe you're rolling around in the muck and the mire, or maybe you're on your 2 feet doing fine. Oh, but no matter what and where you are, if you look up, you'll always be able to behold the Lamb. Hey, that's a beautiful sight. Hey, don't you know that there was a selected group of people. It said, I believe, Brother Victor, that said that they were a selected group of people that got to watch Jesus go away. Oh, but the Bible surely follows that up. Oh, and I'm sure, Brother Victor, that they were sad and felt alone. Oh, but an angel spoke to him and said, why do you stand here gazing for the same Jesus that went away? He'll come back in like manner. Aren't you glad today that we have an expected end and we've got a hope, a lively hope, and his name is Jesus! Jesus, Jesus today! Oh my goodness. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. And only because he loved me first. Amen. Maggie, I would have never known how to love him. I wouldn't even begin to understand how to love him. James, Papaw Tab, I didn't love anybody. I was a hateful kid. You can ask my mom and dad. I was hateful. I was spiteful. I was ornery. Oh, but God knew how to bust open my stony heart. And thanks be to God when he put... Oh my goodness, he pulled out my old nasty, wretched heart and he put in a new one that was alive forevermore. And you can have that today if you would behold the Lamb. Hey, Jesus showed up on the shore, or the shores of Jordan there. I believe it was for everybody's benefit. Oh, but one other spot in the different... spots in the Bible, same account, but whatever, for in the different spots in the Bible there, it said that John told him that he came to his own, and they received him not. Oh, but later on, Brother Victor mentions that again. Oh, but the Bible said that he died, not just for the Jew, but for the Gentile. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that he opened up grace for you and me. And we began to behold him. Hey, if he just cared about the Israelite people, me and you would be out of luck. Oh, but thanks be to God, he cared enough to send his son to die for all. The Bible says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. It didn't say this skin color, that skin color, that gender, this walk of life, this way, that way. He came for all. No matter what walk of life you come from, God's got grace for you, just like he does me. And thanks be to God above, he's not a respecter of person, praise God, or I would have never gotten grace. You know all I had to do? Behold the Lamb. All I had to do was look up. No matter what you're going through in life, you feel alone. You feel downtrodden. You feel like you're by yourself and you've got no hope. Look up. Behold the Lamb. And he'll be there. Oh, thanks be to God above. You'll know by the dove. The Bible says that it was likeness of a dove that came down. Oh, but thanks be to God, if you're saved by God's grace, you'll know it by the Spirit today. Man, hey, whenever Jesus shows up on the scene, he lets me know it. That's how I know he's mine and I'm his. That's how I know I've been. Hey, the Bible says, how do you know you've been passed from death unto life? Because you love the brethren. Oh, but I'm not going to add to the Bible. Oh, but I'll say this. Not only do I love the brethren, Brother Victor. Oh, but I care about them. I want to know how they're doing. And I want God to be all over them just like he does me. Oh, but thanks be to God above. I'll know him. Oh, by the way, he makes me feel today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Hey, if you feel empty inside, it's probably because you're empty inside. Oh, but if you feel like you're not doing as much as you could, I'll just say this much. I'll just look up and behold the Lamb and let him show you the direction you need to go, and he'll do that for you. Oh, but it's up to you and I to walk the miles. Oh, thanks be to God. Oh, wasn't it Paul that said when he was near the end of his life, that I've run my race, I've kept the faith, I know I'm messing that up. Oh, but nevertheless, what he was saying was, I've done what I could. I've done my best. I've done the best that I can. Oh, and thanks be to God, I'm going to go home. Hey, someday, Brother Victor, maybe if God doesn't call time before, maybe some of us will be dead and gone when God calls time. Maybe we all will be. I don't know. Oh, but I'll say like this. Whether we're alive or dead, whether you take this last your last breath on this side, or God splits the sky open, I hope and pray that you can say you've ran your course today. I'm going to be the first one to admit and come clean. If God came back right now, I wouldn't be able to say that. I've slacked. I haven't done what I could, Brother Victor. Shame on me. Oh, but thanks be to God that he's ever knowing and he's ever loving and he's got so much grace. That no matter what I need, Brother Lloyd, when I fall short like I'm going to because I'm human, God still loves me. I don't understand why, and I don't know why he chose to save a little old wretched boy like I was. Oh, but thanks be to God, nevertheless, he saw something worth saving, and I'm glad he did, because without him, I wouldn't be nothing. Oh, and thanks be to God, someday, I'll get to go home. I'll be part of the innumerable number that John spoke of. Thanks be to God above, someday I'll get my rest. One of these days, I'll look up and behold the Lamb for the last time. And friend, I'll say this. What if today is our last day? Everybody. What if he calls time to an end right now? And you behold the Lamb for the last time. The Bible says that the one on the last day, that the ones that are dead, they'll rise first. That will be rose in the air to meet him, and we'll go home. But friend, if you're here and you're lost, you won't go. You'll be left here to accept the judgment. The Bible, that's not the worst part. The Bible says that death and hell and all those dead, they'll be raised up just the same. It says that they'll give up the dead just like the graves did the ones that went home. But the Bible says that the stars are going to begin to fall and the firmament's going to be burned up. You know what's going to happen next? You're going to be cast into a lake of fire. So hell is not the worst place you could go. The lake of fire, that's the everlasting death that it talks about in the Bible, Brother Victor. I don't want anybody to go there. And if you're here tonight and you're a loss, that's where you're headed, friend. Don't let that day be the last day you behold the Lamb. He's given us, Brother Lloyd, I don't know how many opportunities I got. 3 years worth, however many days that is, I don't know. How many chances I got, no matter how many sleepless nights. But I turned him away and turned him away and turned him away until he was my only choice. He was my only choice that day. It was something like Brother Lloyd that I couldn't leave without him, and he wasn't going to leave without me, and I thank God for that. Oh, but I'll tell you this much, until you get there in your life, God can't help you. Until you realize that he is your only option. Because he really, truly is your only option. Brother James, come get a song, please. Until you realize that God is your only option, he cannot help. But Victor preached such a beautiful, wonderful message this morning. And he laid it out just so simple this morning that I doubt anybody in here is at qualms with how to achieve salvation, Brother Victor. I really do. That's just how perfect that message was. But that was this morning. We have now. We have this time. We have this moment. And friend, don't leave this moment without him. Because the next moment you may not have. I work at a nursing home, Brother Victor, and one of the residents that I take care of died on Thursday. Broke my heart. She was up in her 90s. But I had a best friend when I was just fresh out of high school at the age of 21. God took his last breath. There's a little girl that I went to school with, died a couple years younger than I was, 19 years old, dead, on our way to college. Thankfully, I knew
We'd had conversations before. She was a decent friend of mine. We had conversations before. She knew where she was going. And so did my best friend. But friend, there's so many countless times that I've heard of people taking their last breath in this life and leave this world not knowing God in their heart. That's sad. There's ever a time, brother Lord, that I wish I could press the rewind button just for a little bit, just to give them another opportunity. I wish I could. But it's up to them. It's up to you today what you do with God. He preached a message this evening telling you to behold who He was. Behold what He did for you. Behold what sacrifice was given on the cross. The precious, perfect blood of God, His own darling Son, was shed for you. That's all you got to behold. But you got to believe it too. You got to put your faith in it. The Bible says that we're all dealt an equal measure of faith. Why don't you stand? It says we're all dealt an equal measure of faith. Whether you put your faith in God or you put your faith in something else, that's entirely up to you. But here God is tonight, telling you, I'm right here. I'm right here. Just look for me. You'll find me. I'm right here. I'm right here. And yet, you've chosen countless times to walk out of this church house without Him. Even in His infinite love and mercy and grace, one day grace will run out and wrath will become. I beg of you, friend, please don't leave this world without Him. Saved friend, member of Riverside, visitor, it don't matter, saved. We still are charged to behold the Lamb today. It doesn't matter what you're going through in life. When Jesus comes on the scene, you acknowledge Him. It's impossible not to. Brother Lloyd, don't you believe that? I believe that. If you need to move up, move up. If you need to be rejuvenized, get rejuvenized. If you just need to feel love, God will fill your heart with love. But you got to look up first. You remember when the Bible there where it talks about Legion, how God had sent all the demons out of him. When the townspeople came out to the stones, to the tombstones, they found Legion clothed in his right mind. Where? At the feet of Jesus. What do you think he was doing? Looking up. Looking up at who had just changed his life completely. You can have that, friend. You can have that today. God can change your life. Time now is fleeting. The moments are passing. We gotta be like John, though. We gotta be like John the Baptist there. Where it says that. It doesn't say that he came out and was silent. The Bible says he came out the way that he was in the wilderness. Preached unto them. We can't hold back anymore, church. We ain't got time for that. The world needs to know that he is here. The world needs to know that he's ready to save. The world needs to know that there's coming an end. But they won't know unless we tell them. I, for one, want my voice to be a little louder. I, for one, want to be a little bit more bold. I, for one, want doesn't have that zeal that it talked about in the Bible. I don't know who you are, where you are with God, where you stand with Him. I don't know. I don't need to. You do. You know where you stand. But I'll say this, Brother Lloyd, everybody could have moved up tonight. Everybody could have moved up. If you're here and you're lost, you could have been saved. But if you're here and you needed to move up an inch, you could have moved up that inch. You just had to choose to. I love you tonight. I appreciate you. I appreciate you letting me preach. I love this church. Love everybody in here. All I know to do, Brother Victor, is just to turn it over to you.
Wonderful message tonight. Behold the Lamb. Appreciate that. I thought as Dylan was preaching about what that means, behold Him. Just look, acknowledge Him, see Him. What John was telling them was to take their eyes off the things around them and fix them on Jesus. Well, that's still a lesson for all of us today. Appreciate that. Someone have a testimony thing on your heart tonight?